This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're celebrating the power of love. Don't take money. Don't take... Well, depends on who you're dating, I think, much anything else. If you're dating Jennifer Warren, you better have a good credit card.
At least a good credit score.
Okay, a good credit score, yes, right. All right. So the diamonds are shining here on the Good Day program. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn. Jay's off for the next couple of days. So we are celebrating with music and some stories about things that are romantic. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet. Is there anything more romantic than Romeo and Juliet?
Come on, wrenching. Give me a break.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, right. Every year, because Verona is supposed to be where Romeo and Juliet lived, the mayor of Verona gets 1,000 letters addressed to Juliet. Okay. How many of you wear your heart on your sleeve?
Sometimes.
You know that expression? That's a great expression, by the way. Some people, I remember, this is silly, but I remember from high school, there was a girl that I liked, and I wrote her name on the sleeve of my jacket.
Oh, boy.
Did she like you back, or did she think you were a creeper?
No. She was. Her name was Valerie, and I can still see her. As a matter of fact, I think the last time we had a class reunion a few years ago, and it was our 60th? Yeah, no, I don't remember.
Was she still a hottie?
Well, she wasn't hot, but she was still interested. So whatever that means. 64% of men do not make plans in advance for a romantic Valentine's Day.
I know.
Really? Okay. Let's see here. Valentine's Day is second only to Christmas. Brings out the card giver in people. 1 billion cards have been purchased this year for Valentine's Day. The Chocolate Manufacturers Association says that 36 million boxes of chocolate were sold last weekend. How about that? Let's see here.
Dougie.
American men usually spend about twice what their wives do for Valentine's Day items.
Good.
51% of Americans, yeah, spoken like a true woman, 51% of Americans are looking forward each year to Valentine's Day. It happens that 51% of the population is female in America, 49% is male. Maybe there's a correlation there in some way, shape, or form. Let's see here. 1 in 4 Americans take celebrating Valentine's Day seriously. 30% of Americans who celebrate Valentine's Day want to be taken out to dinner. Try to find a reservation tonight.
I know.
Forget it.
That's why it's better to celebrate like a couple days before, a couple days after.
Weekend
on
stuff.
The actual night, forget about it.
Better way of doing it than wasting that time with the Super Bowl on Sunday. Go out and have some
then
fun.
Then you don't need a reservation. No one's out.
All right. 76% of married people make it a point to kiss their spouses every day before they leave the house. Okay. 80% believe their spouses are great kissers. Really?
How many believe that?
80%.
What happened to the other 20?
I don't know. It sounds like a question for Family Feud, though, doesn't it? Huh?
Uh-huh. What did your wives say? What was that one?
The love connection?
No, it was the married love one.
Oh, I don't remember.
Oh, come on. What would your wife, gentlemen, what would your wife say? Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right, exactly.
You know what I'm trying to
say. 7 out of 10 men close their eyes when they kiss. 61% admit that they sometimes peek.
Don't peek. It's really gross.
35% said the best kiss of their lives made their knees weak. Ah, yes. 41% of us got our first kiss when we were between 13 and 15 years old. Was that true with you?
No.
When, how old were you?
I was 18.
18?
Yeah, I waited until I was 18.
Wow. Let's see here.
I was
passionate,
really shy. I was, you know, my first real kiss, obviously,
well, you are
there's
shy,
like the peck on the playground. But like,
yeah, right, yeah. Okay, keep going. When was the first kiss? Who was it?
Oh, it was my first boyfriend.
What's his name? Where is
Dave.
He? Dave, where are you?
He's in New Mexico now.
Oh, is he?
Boy, huh. This is what I always do. I always get him, I fix him up, and then they benefit some other lady.
Good for you, Jennifer. The longest kiss on record lasted 17 days, 10 and a half hours, in 1985
by... I like somebody. Like the rest of them, but give
well,
me a break.
It was the Guinness Book of World Records trying, you know, to get somebody to break the record.
I mean, do you not stop for something to drink? I mean,
no.
Ugh.
No. Okay, so the best places to watch tonight for a romantic sunset. Number one, and I was there last week, I had lunch at Huntington Beach, and according to this survey, the number one place for the sunset show is Huntington Beach, California. I was on that, I'm looking at a picture of that pier now. I was there last, when was, what's that? I was there last Monday. I was with a friend of mine, a guy who runs an ad agency. I wasn't exactly feeling romantic. No, none of that, thank you. Anyway, so that's Huntington Beach. Let's see some of the other places here. Go to Hawaii, man. That's the best place in the world to see.
Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Oh, my God. That's fabulous, fabulous. But here's, on the list is Brooklyn Bridge Park.
Just
don't in
let
New
push
York.
You over.
You what?
Don't let him push you over when you're watching that sunset.
No.
Over
the yeah, that's that. Let's see here. There's a couple of places. Miami's about, I don't know about Miami. Denali National Park in Alaska is supposed to be good. Key West, yeah. If there's clouds in the sky when the sun goes down in Key West, I experienced that once. Fabuloso. Yeah, really, really great. Another Sunset Beach, Hawaii. That's the place to go. Man, you want to get lucky. Should I say that? Okay, let's see here.
Doug's here's broadcasting what, from Hawaii right now.
Right. Here's what couples that stay together do. They check in each morning about each other, what they're going to do for the day. They connect with each other at least once during the day. They find out at the end of the day how each one had, what each one did during the day and how the day went. They do small things for each other during the day. They go out at least once a week. They communicate without all the other stuff. They do things, communicating is not always verbal. Right? That's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think the best relationships are the ones where the couples laugh a lot. That's something that, I mean, how do you plan that? It's fun.
If you have it. If you don't,
yeah,
you don't.
Right. Yep. Anyway, I'm looking at also sharing our deepest feelings openly with our spouse.
That's a
great way of keeping the marriage alive, keeping the romance alive, keeping the relationship alive. It may be scary at first. But if somebody really loves you and you want to be totally intimate with them, there is tremendous satisfaction in knowing everything there is to know about that love. Now,
they still love us anyway, because we have this thing, I think, in humans where we just think somebody knows our true self. We have this, if we're very vulnerable, they may not like us. They may not like our who we are just in the rough. And when you find someone who just accepts you, that's the greatest feeling ever.
And equality, having equality in a relationship, I think, is very important. I remember the last lady that I was with used to say, you don't really know the other person. Is it really possible to know what that other person is really all about? And that came from a deep place of mistrust, and that's why I think she felt that way, because she didn't trust anybody. or anything, and I understood that, but it was still wasn't great, especially when you do sort of pour your heart out. It only goes one way. It's no good. Sometimes it takes a while to figure that out. But the time you spend together with somebody that you really love has been described as a, quote, waterfall of playfulness and joy interrupted by normal life. Yep. but joy is something. And you can feel it in all different kinds of ways. It's a, that's kind of a gut thing, I guess, much of anything else. So, did your father and mother ever talk to you about the right age to get married?
No. Like they can tell me. Believe it or not, my parents were not the shining example.
I get that.
So,
yeah.
You know, I don't know. I still kind of struggle with that now. Mm-hmm. I don't know. When you don't have a great example, I have a great example of a loving parental relationship now,
mm-hmm.
aside from romance. But romance freaks me out, man. I don't know what to do with it. I never saw it really with them, never saw it, you know, around me. Mm-hmm. And that has an impact.
Do you think, I'm looking at a survey of the role of good looks and how it enters into a wonderful sort of Valentine's, or not Valentine, but a wonderful love relationship. It is with some people, it's very important. I think it's not all it's cracked up to be. It's nice to look at somebody who's attractive, no question about that.
But because I think you have to be able to talk to them if you're going to stay with somebody
long-term. Exactly. Yeah, you got to be able. The qualities necessary to be a good lover, according to this this survey, one of you should know how to write it. This is a. I'm reading a classroom assignment for eighth graders, and it wasn't about love. I'm skipping over that because I don't want to do that on the air. Here's Bobby who writes, I'm not rushing into being in love. I'm finding fourth grade hard enough. Uh-huh. Let's see here. Surefire ways to make a person fall in love with you. Don't do things that have smelly green sneakers. This is from Alonzo, age 9.
Great advice.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Yeah, anyway. So have a wonderful Valentine's Day, Jennifer. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody from Good Day, 18 after the hour.
Meet Joe A.
Hi.
Joe B.
Hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSpace. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect, support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimony.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try new Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Healthy mouth.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Crazy in love. That's a good way to spend Valentine's Day. Social media time now on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen turning to Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Jessica Simpson has been all over the places in celebrity news trending because of what she did while she was on a shoot. I'll tell you what she did, and you will laugh about it right after this. Ladies and gentlemen, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. The invention of MyPillow, it's really something that so many people have loved, always talking about the pillows and how great they are. Well, it's been 20 years since it was developed, so there's new technology around making MyPillow even better. That's what MyPillow 2.0 is, the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with a brand new fabric that's made with a temperature-regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0, the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you will ever own. So say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. More great news on the MyPillow 2.0. Buy one, get one free. It's the BOGO deal with the promo code DS. Get it now. Two of them for the price of one. 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DS. All right, 25 after now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. You can reach us, the social media connection, Facebook and Instagram, it's at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. I'm trying to bring in, as we mix in callers from our Doug line, 855-999-DOUG, 855-999-3684, should you have a comment about conversations. And because it's considered interesting, the original social media was the phone, right? You get connected with people on the phone, and you buzz and talk about things. So earlier today, I was talking with Jennifer about, well, let's get the reference to the conversation from Ed Hall, who listens to us out in Brainerd, Minnesota.
Hey, this is Ed Hall in Brainerd, Minnesota. In reference to Bernie Sanders and the Starbucks CEO, all I do is I tell people, read the book, three felonies a day. You see how the government can get you no matter what. Anyway, that's my tip of the day from Brainerd, Minnesota.
Okay, Ed.
Adios.
Thank you. Well, Jennifer and I were talking about Bernie Sanders. I think this was yesterday, actually, carried over into today, how he's now the chairman of some powerful Senate committee, and he's going after all of these people who supposedly are crooks. They don't pay their fair share or whatever it is that's in his crazy mind. But the book that this gentleman, Ed, is talking about is something, you know, the government accuses you of being a crook, but in fact, the real crooks, or many of the real crooks anyway, are in government, and I think that's the point there. Okay, so thanks for that input. Help yourself anytime you want. Lines available all day, every day, 855-999-3684 for your comments. Some Jessica Simpson news. She shared a photo of herself on social media crouching down on the set of an outdoor photo shoot peeing in the grass. When you gotta go, you gotta go. That's what it, the caption was under the Instagram post, which showed her wearing a white top and beige boots with her long blonde hair. Sort of attractive. I've always thought Jessica Simpson was kind of attractive. So the comment section, fans were divided. Some thought it was too much information. Some thought it was keeping it real by taking a photo of it and posting it online. One person said, it's just weird. So there it is, Jessica Simpson peeing in the grass. Yeah, heard it here, 28 after.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceutical.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A national state of emergency has been declared this morning in New Zealand. Cyclone Gabriel swept away roads, inundated homes, and left roughly 250,000 people without power. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins called it the most significant weather event New Zealand has seen in this century.
A lot of families displaced, a lot of homes without power, extensive damage done across the country. It will take us a wee while to get a handle on exactly what's happened. I want to acknowledge those families that are currently functioning without power and in some cases without communications. We'll be working as quickly as we can.
A gunman opened fire inside an academic hall on Michigan State University's campus on Monday evening, leaving 3 people dead and 5 others wounded. Police say he turned the gun on himself and died as they made contact with the unnamed suspect. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission. and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
The Doug Line's available. You have the opportunity right now to talk about what matters to you, your thoughts, your opinion. Let's have it. Jay and I are ready, willing, and able to hear. And more importantly, the audience wants to know what you're thinking. They want to hear it in your voice. So let's go, Jay.
Have your voice heard and join the conversation by calling the Doug Line.
855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684. Is all around. That's because it's Valentine's Day, but can you make every day Valentine's Day? How about that? Think about making every day Valentine's Day. I think that would be a good thing to pursue. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program with the story of a very interesting documentary that's been produced by National Geographic, and we're going to have the producer of this film that's showing in theaters all day today and tonight for Valentine's Day about a husband and wife couple who loved two things, each other and volcanoes. So that story coming up in a matter of moments here on Good Day. From the Good News Department, a rare moment of beauty down at Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo they call it. Detainees managed to win themselves the right to own and control their own artwork. There's a recent ruling from the Pentagon reversing a previous decision that blocked the people at Gitmo from exhibiting paintings that were made during their imprisonment. Now, inmates, as they get out, will be allowed to take a quantity of their art, paintings, sketches, that sort of thing that they made during the Art from Guantanamo project. 20 of 34 who participated are now being released. The decision came after a collection of 36 paintings called Ode to the Sea were exhibited in New York in John Jay College of Criminal Justice a couple of years ago. Many were available for purchase, and the detainees got, well, the lawyers got a lot of it, and then they got some of it as well. There were a number of inmates that had been in or were still in, published a letter calling on the president to allow them possession and distribution of their art. So as it was a part of their lives down there, I know there's a lot of controversy about who's down there still imprisoned, whether they should be there, whether they, there's a movie that Jodie Foster starred in a year or so ago about one of the inmates at Gitmo. It was really actually a very good movie. So, at any rate, something to look for if that's your cup of tea. And if not, maybe you're interested in an announcement that was just made about 40 minutes ago. I didn't get this when Jennifer was still here. Nikki Haley, who was the governor of South Carolina for a number of years, more recently was the ambassador to the United Nations, more recently said she wasn't going to run. Okay, about FaceTime for that. She has announced that she will be a contender for the presidency in the 2024 Republican primaries. So it's the first major challenge to Trump. Very interesting to see what kind of barbs he'll have for her, because that's all he can do. He just, you know. She said, I thought it was interesting, she said in the announcement that was on the video today that there was a need for a generational change. And that, of course, is a reference to Trump and Biden and their age, economic troubles that we have. Are something we need to be focused on. She doesn't like bullies, and she thinks Trump is a bully. When you kick back, well, anyway, it'll be interesting to see. She's 51 years of age, by the way. She's the first, but there'll be a lot of other Republicans who will launch a campaign because they see, they sort of smell blood in the water. Trump is very, very vulnerable. I've said this before three or four times. I don't think that Trump will make it through the primary. I think that somebody like DeSantis, Mike Pence is going to run as well. Mike Pompeo says he's going to run. Tim Scott, who is the senator from South Carolina, says he's going to run. So with all of that in the offing, I just think that there's a, Trump can only take on so many people or make fun of so many people, as that's all he comes back with. He doesn't have anything factual. He doesn't have anything that is, you know, that's substantive. It's just all like children in a, you know, in the sandbox, making fun, calling people names. That, what is that? Why do you have a president that does that kind of stuff? Anyway, Haley grew up. She's the daughter of Indian immigrants, whether you knew that or not. She came in a small town in South Carolina. A lot of taunting was done because that's an area of the country, unfortunately, that still is pretty much in the dark ages in some ways. She was a member of the South Carolina House in 2004. She had three terms there, and then she didn't have as much statewide recognition as you might think, but she became the governor. And then she's had a pretty, I think, pretty esteemed career. So let's see how she does in the race. In a moment, let's talk about love with Sarah Dosa here on the Good Day program.
Hello there. My name is Seychelle, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is the punch of flavors that's unlike any other. You get the crispy tenderness of the chicken and that hint of sourness from the pickles. Ta-da!
Hey, Hey, I'm Juan, and what makes the Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich original to me is you know you're going to get chicken that's crispy, golden, and juicy. This is the gold standard of chicken sandwiches.
Order the original Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real customers paid for their testimonials.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Dell Technologies President's Day event is here with deals to power all your passions. The savings start now on select, sleek XPS laptops and more powered by 12th Gen Intel Core processors. Don't forget, special pricing on the latest monitors, docks, and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and monthly payment options with Dell Preferred Account. Just call 877-ASK-DELL for these limited-time President's Day deals. That's 877-ASK-DELL.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you have to drive 300 miles to your cousin's wedding. Okay, so it's his fourth. But you know what they say, fourth time's the charm. Well, here's the problem. Your tires are as bald as I am. But lucky for you, eBay Motors has tires for just about every make and model. Plus wheels, lug nuts, jack stands, and more. 122 million parts. Do they have tissues? Oh, good, because I'm definitely a crier. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
All right, 43 after the hour on the Good Day program. I want to introduce you to Sarah Dosa, who is an American documentary director and producer. She's done a number of programs and brings to the table a lot of experience as a documentary. How about this, Sarah? You're a documentarian. You like that?
There we go. I love that.
Documentarian.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So you have put together a story. It's appropriate for Valentine's Day because it's kind of a nice love story about Katia and Maurice. Is it Kraft? Is that, am I pronouncing the name correctly? Or is it Kraft?
Kraft.
Okay.
Yes.
A little extra vowel in there. So apparently you found them because they were volcano hunters, or what brought you into their world and them into your world?
Yeah, so I learned about Katia and Maurice Kraft, who are French scientists who study volcanoes, actually while I was researching the last film I directed. I came across the images that they shot, and they were just absolutely spectacular. I had never seen footage like this. The world just looked so surreal and beguiling and beautiful, and I was instantly intrigued. But once I found out that Maurice and Katia were a married couple, that they were in love with each other and literally in love with the earth, you know, they devoted their entire lives towards filming and understanding and studying volcanoes, I thought there was a really fantastic story there. And very tragically, they died together in a volcanic eruption in 1991 that they were studying and actually filming in hopes of teaching people about how this very particular kind of volcanic eruption works. But there's perhaps something just profoundly romantic about living and dying with the one you love.
Yeah. What other things, just because you've been nominated for an Oscar, you have done other things. Just give us a thumbnail sketch, because I think people can identify more with you if they know the other things that you've worked on. So just a list, if you will.
Sure. So I've produced and directed a number of documentaries that kind of run the gamut from films about Brazilian politics, for example. I was a producer on a film called The Edge of Democracy a few years ago. I produced a film called Audrey and Daisy that was about survivors of sexual assault. But for me as a director, the films I tend to choose to direct are really about the human relationship with nature and how, you know, unexpected stories can come together when you find a partner in crime who you explore the world with. Those kinds of stories tend to really drive me and excite me most.
Mm-hmm. So what is there about this part of the work that you would do that appeals to you more than directing? I said to you before we came on, why do you direct this instead of Avatar?
Yeah. I think I'm just endlessly curious about the life unfolding in front of me. I've met so many extraordinary people, both my collaborators as well as the people who participate in the films I've worked on. Just endless material that expands my heart and ignites my mind, and I find those stories profound and meaningful. And not to say, you know, one day I might, you know, want to work on something different, but I really feel like I have my dream job as a documentary director.
Well, you have to follow your heart. You have to follow what you love. I think I'm a great believer in find something you really love to do. You can make a career out of it, and you can live well. And it seems that that's sort of what you have done. That's the tone that you're setting here. And I think that's really part of what makes it all happen. So let's talk a little bit more. This is going to be on National Geographic tonight, right? The film?
Yes, it's opening in theaters for one day only. We had the wonderful pleasure of having the film be released in theaters over the summer, but it's coming back for Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. And the film is also streaming on Disney Plus and on National Geographic.
Yeah. And it's called Fire of Love.
Fire of Love, yes.
Yeah. The Sundance Film Festival, that's a place that's very competitive. You did well there. How does it work when you as the director or producer submit when there are these film festivals, or does somebody take your work and submit it for you? How do those things work?
It really depends festival to festival, but for us, my team and I, we had hoped and dreamed of having a film at Sundance for a long time, and we submitted the film, and we were very lucky to be accepted. And then after that, other film festivals came to us. They had seen the film at Sundance and wanted to play it at their festivals as well. So it's dependent on the festival, but Sundance is a wonderful premiere for us.
Do you remember the first moment when you decided you wanted to do this? What's your background? You go to film school, or were you working in some circumstance that inspired you to go off on your own after you'd learned the ropes?
I wanted to be a professor. My mother is a professor of cultural anthropology, and I still worship her. So I wanted to follow in her footsteps and be a professor too. But I saw a few films when I was 18, when I first went to college, that kind of broke open what I thought was possible in terms of what film could be. And that really got me intrigued to start to learn about filmmaking. I never went to film school, but I had the joy of working with some mentors who taught me, you know, the proverbial ropes, and I learned a lot while doing, and feel really lucky that I have my dream job today.
All right, so you, for this particular performance of film Fire of Love, you said that there were some amazing shots. Is it film or is it still that this couple, Katia and Maurice Kraft, presented to you or you found?
It's both. Katia and Maurice Kraft shot hundreds of hours of just absolutely spectacular images of volcanoes. Mm-hmm. And so we used we watched 200 hours of their footage.
Wow.
And also their still photographs. Katia herself was particularly known for her still photographs. Katia and Maurice were also relatively well known in Europe in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And they're kind of celebrities, actually, especially in France. And so luckily they appeared on the news, on variety shows, programs like that. And so we used those over archival materials as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they're materials that tell their own story.
Very good. Sarah Dosa, thank you. Congratulations on the award nominations. People can see Fire of Love today at theaters in your neighborhood.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale.
If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silence of the Lambs begins our time with Chuck Curry. It's Movie Moments on the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday, the 14th of February. Happy Valentine's Day, Chucker. Would you be my Valentine?
Yeah. Why not? I'm sure.
What the
heck? Am I available?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've heard. Okay. So, now we have, do we want to date Hannibal Lecter or Jodie Foster? What's going on with the movie?
Well, that was the theme music to Silence of the Lambs, which came out this day in movie history, February 14th, 1991. It went on to win the five major Oscars, Best Picture, Best Actor, Best Actress, Best Director, Best Screenplay. I think it was a game changer in terms of the way people went to see the movies at the time. More adult-oriented, sort of horror-ish type storyline. Not since The Exorcist in 73 did a movie with major stars have that sort of hardcore themes. I thought Anthony Hopkins was incredible in that role. But, you know, I was just reading up on it. Jodie Foster won an Oscar a couple of years before for The Accused, right? So she wanted that role of Clarice Starling, but Jonathan Demme didn't really want to cast her, so he asked Michelle Pfeiffer first. She passed.
Yeah.
I think she would have been good. She passed because she thought it was too gritty. And then they asked Meg Ryan, and she also passed. So they went back to Jodie Foster, who I thought was just perfect in that role.
Right.
Now, in terms of Hannibal Lecter, the Anthony Hopkins role, reportedly Sean Connery was asked to read. And I guess he declined, so they went back to Hopkins, who was perfect. He said when he read the first 10 pages of the script, it was the best role he's ever read for. But actually, the FBI agent superior to Clarice's character, played by Jodie Foster, cast Scott Glenn, who I thought was great in that movie. He was
a
very important part of that movie.
Yeah,
but originally, Gene Hackman had an option on that novel, and if he was going to go ahead and produce it, he would have played the role the FBI agent role played by Scott Glenn. I think that wouldn't have worked as well because it was better to have more of a character actor like Scott Glenn play that.
Yes.
His bond with Jodie Foster or interesting connection to her, let's say, I think worked better. But one of the great adult-oriented box office hits of all time, I think, Silence of the Lambs. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, I think you're right about that. So I've just been talking to the lady who is the producer and director of a new National Geographic documentary called Fire of Love, which is playing in theaters today also on the National Geographic channel. It's a love story for Valentine's Day, but it's also the story of two people who spent their lives chasing volcanoes. So, and it's beautifully shot. I'm looking at some of the video now from it. We don't talk much about that kind of movie, even though they are popular, maybe more popular streaming than they are in theaters, but still, what a great way to see something on a big silver screen, as Nicole Kidman promotes on the AMC blurb that she does. But I think it's kind of cool to see what these people do and how the planet's affected and some of the beautiful shots. So anyway, National Geographic documentary Fire of Love around today.
You know, it's interesting because we were speaking off air and we were sort of asking each other what kind of a personality would be fueled to do something like that for a living. And obviously you have to, it's more than a living, it's a passion that anybody, it's sort of like a tornado chaser. Why would you want to get involved in that dangerous life? Because it's exciting to these people. It's exciting. It fuels them. It gives them energy when they wake up to do something that keeps their life upbeat. And it ultimately, in this case, it was the danger led to peril. But interesting stuff.
Yep. The president of the Academy says the response to Will Smith's slap was inadequate, that more should have been done. Is this thing still going on?
Well, he was suspended 10 years from the Oscar telecasting ceremony, right? Can't be nominated. I don't think he can be nominated, but he can't appear for 10 years. His career has been damaged, I think tremendously. It's still going to play out. Like when, let's say they start filming Bad Boys 4, and they really, is he going to recover? I know they had a I Am Legend 2 with Michael B. Jordan and him in the pipeline. Will that movie be made? Maybe not. So, the guy's been, I don't believe, when the person's down, I don't believe in repeating.
Why is this guy talking about this now? This has been a year ago, for God's sakes.
It has been. I know.
What the heck is this? This just shows you how irrelevant some of this stuff is. Anyway, so there's a more yak about Will Smith. Maybe just promotional material for the Academy Awards that are coming up. Jimmy Kimmel is going to host them again this year, if you're interested in that.
That'd be good.
Sometime in March. All right, Chucker, talk to you again tomorrow. Chuck Curry here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.